Blog Talk Radio.
I am coming. Okay. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, and I am the person who take the stand to talk. You know, I am on my way. I am on my way to perfection. And sometimes, you know, because we are of a human element, we have to taste the sweet and the bitter and go on through to the end. Now, accentuating the positive, I have talked about the negative side of the problem in our civilized world. Where civilization itself is attacked and attack and tarnish, confuse. The meaning of civilization is confused. And the most educated people, they are the foundation that has kept the darkness that overshadowed and confused civilization. Well, I know that the evidence of civilization and when civilization came on the earth, Timothy Aldred can prove in the World History textbook. And I can read it to you right now, just in case I don't lose the opportunity to be forthright and adamant about this. Civilization. Now, I'll put it to you like this. Right now, the reason why we have Sumerian cities and all that, there's a reason. And Sumerian cities were surrounded by walls. You know why? White people. We call them white people, but that's not their real identity. So I'll do it right. The hominid primates. You're looking at white people that look like humans today, and it's like a mystery. How did they evolve? When? 3.5 million years ago. It could be 4 million years ago if the count is, whichever is correct with the count we have. Most prominent, I find, is 1.3 million years ago. These white people are offspring. The species that they come from, species on planet Earth. And that is following the common microbes, microscopic life. That was the first life form. And what comes after that? The second life form and the first species is the hominid primate in this World History textbook. And this is not a joke, because one person, I am not in any organization. So people can talk what they want to say, but don't care to come public and face the music of what the truth really is. Too much of this Christian stuff that continue to surge forward. White people are not human beings. They are not civilized. And I prove it to you into this World History textbook right in front of me here, and I'm not going to read a lot, but I'm going to be specific with what it is. And anybody who is listening to me, they can know exactly what kind of book am I reading in, and you don't have to go about shaking your head, you don't know what to do. As far as I know, this World History textbook, under the jurisdiction of whatever we know as government, AD Anno Domini, clearly, we are not under the BC era right now, according to AD Anno Domini. That's bogus, but for right now, that's what we are facing. Those who seek to destroy civilization. The book here, if you want to face some inquiry in what I am saying, I regard this book for reason. It's the time that it existed, and the type of information in it. There are some information in it that I reject. The broader value of the book is really what causes me to make use of the information in it that nobody cannot refute, that it is not history record. It is historic record that I'm talking about that is very important for us to know. I mean, totally throw away the rubbish and hold on to what is solid truth that represent history, a record of the past. Hold on to that. Glencoe, World History. Spivigel. That is spelled S-P-I-E-V. No, go back. Strike that. S-P-I-E-L-V-O-G-E-L. Spivigel. National Geographic. This is a 2004 edition. I mean, publication. It's 2004, right? That's the year in which it was published. Now, the edition is 2. The second edition, all right? Now, in this book, it tells of civilization. And the two species that is here we read of in the World History textbook that we are supposed to know about, because it is very important that we do. And this is page 20, chapter 1, the first human. You know, the way they format this book, you will have to read very careful, because from the very get-go, in the beginning of preliminary information in this book, these sodomites, white people, begin to spread themselves all over the places where civilization and civilized people should be. They start to, like, plaiting rope. You know, like one strand is black and one side is, one strand is white. That's basically the way these sodomites begin to write into this book. That's why I tell you, you'd have to be very careful when you're reading this. Because, again, it's like the Bible has just a few chapters in the Old Testament that make any sense to a civilized person. You hear me? All I want you to have in the New Testament and most of the Old Testament are not civilized things. Okay? Now, the thing is whether or not they are willing to face what the book says, because they are in control of this worldly textbook. But who is using it properly? I do. Send me Donald Trump. Send me Biden. And send me Obama. And let them face the fact of this book that they are violating every day in the face of the indigenous first people on earth to be civilized. And by them, civilization spread over the world. That's what it is. Now, at the rate they spread this whole bunch of propaganda for their culture, homosexuals, because, you know, they can't get rid of their species identification. They are coming from hominid apes, but they have done some transforming to themselves by raping the sapient people and kill them. And now their existence, the existence of the sapient is on its way to extinction. That's what is happening right now. And people don't know what's going on. But for the people who don't know what's going on, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you. See, because all they are out there on what is in the very center of the interest of white people, and like I tell you, their species are the first. And their name is hominid primates, meaning apes. 100%, that's where they are coming from. White people. And they seek, the first thing they did was to get some of the sapiens' blood, whichever way they did. But they did. Because they were hominid apes for at least 3.5 million years ago. Anywhere you see white people, it is in the Western world, anywhere you see white people, they are invaders and colonizationers. That's what they are. Just plain and simple. Now, I tell you about the book that I'm reading that tells me that, and I wouldn't know this fact until I read it myself and marvel that I have never, at this age of mine, over 70, I've never heard anybody in my lifetime. And I've been around enough to feel bad about this, because my parents didn't know anything about it. They're Christians. And I follow them into the Christianity. And it's when I am over 50, going 60 or something like that, and start to read better than I was before, and begin to see what the words, what the statements in the World History textbook says. And it tells about the life forms, that there are three life forms, is the microbes. After water recede and there is dry land, microbe was the first life form. I don't say species, I say life form. After the water receded, first life form, according to this World History textbook that I have here, I don't know of any edition that is higher than this one, because World History is World History. Whichever edition you're talking about, it is World History. And when you talk about President of United States, only to white people there are and are have been presidents. The context of the presidency is what matters, because the president from the very first president of the so-called United States doesn't fall under a civilized context. There is no civilized United States president. They never have a government. And what they call Jesus Christ never exists in the New Testament, especially, where Jesus is saying all kind of things, but it's these sodomite settlers of Europe. They're the one who invent the whole thing. Don't you know they are storytellers? Yes. And I am telling you right now that, look, they need to get out from the first peoples. I mean, Africa to the Western world. They better get out, because you know what? The only thing I have to do is say, Lord, help us. Okay? And all that they are telling people to go pray and pray to Jesus and a cross, Jesus died on the cross. That doesn't, look, these are homosexuals that don't have human sense. They were monkeys. They were better off being monkeys. And it is truth. I'm not just trying to slander. White people better off being back in their 3.5 million years ago state, when they were just clearly primates. The World History textbook said apes. That's right. Because the mixing of blood that they have done with the sapiens' blood, they are no longer just primates or apes. They become a mixture of a taxonomic blood that don't agree. And it's the reason why you see they turn what they call now modern man but modern man is not the ID. That's what they call themselves. The ID is homosexual. White people culture, it doesn't matter what they crossbreed with, they come from the hominid. Okay? It is hominid, homosexual, or homosexual. That's what they are. They ain't going to fool us anymore, because it is right in the World History textbook. I was in the Christian church from at least age 7, I remember, I'm telling my parents, I want to be a Christian like them. I wanted to be a part of the church. At least back then I didn't know to say Christian or Christianity. So what I'm trying to tell you today is that the only way we are going to have a good knowledge of the past world before our time is to refer to the life forms. I said 3 life forms and 2 species. And the first species is the hominid, the primates, the apes. So you have the apes era. They never do anything besides make stone tools. They have nothing to do with humanity. So millions of years gone, those almost 4 million years went before the second species came about, which is wise sapien. That is the original species of the hybrid anatomical people. You see that? There is absolutely no question whether or not white people belongs to the Western Hemisphere, because history rejects that book that I'm reading. It rejects that white people are civilized and a part of humanity. They do not. So the crossbreeding where them do, they're hiding that they are crossbreed. And they don't care that the world is a textbook, show them to be hominid monkeys or primates. It's plastered all over history. But the reason why they are sheltered from the fact is because they use their monkey blood on the sapien people. First, they interbreed up the Neanderthals, which is the first subgroup of the sapien. Yeah. You imagine, the book said they were monkeys, right? Primates. Come out of different little groups until they defined themselves into the embodiment hominid. And the hominid produces one subgroup. Name and ID for the subgroup is hominid. Homo erectus. That is as simple as it can be. So why are these white people that look like human beings come now and overtake everything that the civilized people have inherited from their creator and under government? You know, the civilized government that brought civility to the earth. White people cannot show you anything why they call themselves human beings. They cannot trace where they're coming from. Why? You see, our history book, world history textbook, that represent us. But the us that it represents is not representing us. Are these hominid it is representing? Because since they take our blood and crossbreed themselves, they don't look like monkey no more. That's the truth. White people don't look like monkey anymore. It's the book said that. You know how much people despised me for saying this? Because the world is full up of these white people that all day
all that lead them to where we are is fucking ass. Well, first of all, it was vagina. But since they get mixed blood, it's not they don't satisfy with vagina now, alone now. They want asshole, because that what the whatever sweetness they get from vagina, they just feel like, oh, you know, let's try the asshole. And that's where they at right now. And if you think I'm joking, I'm not joking at all, because what is the state of America, not the United States? Because who call America United States? It's these homosexuals who is transforming themselves into human beings. I know it for, look, everything I'm saying here, I'm ready with it. If anybody want to question what I'm saying, world is a textbook. They can't touch this. This is hot like fire. White people must get out from among the African indigenous people. Because the Western world is not for them. And it's written in the World History textbook. What do you think is the problem? What created the problem? Why they call us black people? We are not black people. We are the ID that I have just spoken. That I don't identify these so-called white people by what they call themselves now. Because what they call themselves now, too many people don't know what's going on and what they're looking at when they see white people. And white people have now been able to call themselves civilized people. Now, anybody understand the history textbook here, it will show you that they went into Europe, and they were known as hominid Homo erectus, and they are the ones who pawned the sapien Neanderthals and go breed them up until they have lost their monkey face that used to be fat face man of Kenya. That's what the World History textbook says. Look, if somebody wants to reject and to, let's say, dismiss what I'm saying, don't just go out silently. Come and talk it right on this radio that I am talking on here. I want you to come. And I invite you to come. Because all what they are talking about, President of the United States, and they're out there killing our people, it is something that is causing and allowing that to happen. And nobody will talk about it. Well, I am talking about it. Civilization don't come by these sodomites, homosexuals, because they are the first species that name hominid primate apes. They are the first. Human being would come in 250,000 years ago. How much difference is that between their coming into the world, from Darwin's theory about evolution? You see what I mean? Yeah, Darwin is an idiot. And talking about evolution and making a premise to put validation, that's madness. Homosexual, like what's his name, that guy in the Congo, they call him king, right? Call him a king. Which part of them white people are king now? But there's a reason why they are scattered and why they are dominating the African people. And a lot of people don't know why. I didn't know why either. I did not. But not even dust of what they call law and order is any civilized. None whatsoever. And they're looking at you because they realize that you don't see us writing anything and exposing them. Maybe in my time, which is not too long ago, and I'm still here doing that because they have maybe been told, but enough. I have said to let people start to think that is if they are at a level where they are not, their brain is not all that damaged, then they would have some energy to do some searching for themselves. But what I'm trying to say to you now, why did the world fall into this situation 100,000 years ago? Right in this world history textbook, I prove it to you. That these white people now that have done things to the African indigenous people of the Western Hemisphere. It is because of what they did to our people 100,000 years ago, leading up to where we are today. That was the first time that I am reading that something went wrong with our people. At that time, when some of us were leaving Africa, they were 100,000 years old. I mean, by their ancestors that did a lot of, you know, rearing children over all that time and little group all over Africa. We didn't know any place else. We didn't go any place else. When we start to go places is 100,000 years ago. So at the end of the first 100,000 years, we were traveling to the Western Hemisphere. And remember, we are not just one group of people. We are in ethnic. We are in an ethnic arrangement. We are... There is makes us important and that we are to know who people are when you see them. Do they belong to the ethnic group of indigenous Africans? We need to know that because you will look at the Chinese and the Indians and other forms that are not so-called hominid white, right? And you don't know. We need to know. So we are sapien species, different from the hominin species that now begin to want to take on our species name because they used their monkey blood 100,000 years ago to destroy our brain so that people eventually get to the Western Hemisphere. Well, you know, they came, you know, in like stages and would live and make a life as they come and move along until some while they make it all the way to the Western Hemisphere. Now, Africa is behind us where we came from. And in this World History textbook, it tells that, just a second.
I'm on my show. I'm on my show. Next week. Okay, all right, cool. Take care.
I'm sorry, I'm back again, thank you. Yeah, I am saying that when we were leaving Africa, there is no writing in the World History Textbook that tells us that there were some disease among African indigenous people. Nothing, zilch. I don't read any of that. Ever did exist. These sodomites, them would be writing all kind of books to show proof that they didn't do us anything. But they can't, because nothing has been written as far as I know. And here are the monkeys. In the World History Textbook, they are coming from monkeys. And at the time that all of our ethnic people were marching up to the Western Hemisphere. Yeah, from our government people to everybody else, we were infected with all of the disease that these sodomites have. Now they come looking like they are human beings and have all kind of a varied looks. But you cannot deny that they are talking like human beings. How did they get it? Why did they talk 3 million years ago? So what? It's just coincidental? Well, I am one person who is reading this from the World History Textbook. And you know what? I can't read like a lot of people, you know, with their universities and colleges and stuff. I have high school education. So anybody there out there, you know, can just sharpen their teeth and see what they can do with what I'm saying. Because first of all, you have to tell me, what's the difference between BCE and AD and Adamani? And who is this Jesus guy? You know, you'd have to pass a test in order to be qualified to talk to me. It doesn't matter who you are. Because I'm talking about, we go to academic learning school, whether you go to high class or the lower class or whatever it is. But the use of words is all you need, you know, or you homeschool or anything. There's nothing wrong with that. You just need to understand words and what words offers as a fact and nothing else. You can't talk nothing else. The point is, if white people think that they have a right to invade, because they can't deny that they are invaders and killers. All right? There's too many things that they have done that they cannot answer to. But they can't answer to somebody who is not talking to them. But until lately, I am on YouTube and I have been on Facebook and LinkedIn and stuff. These sodomite homosexuals, they own every enterprise business that we own. They take it all over and say it's theirs and give the money to the white people them. And they, every white man must be a millionaire by now. Really? Really? And they think that the entire world belongs to them. But what I want to tell you, these are people that they, by their own pen, indicate that all they're concerned about is having sex in the honors. Now, some people wouldn't want to come on radio and say that. But the only thing that they can do is do something vile. They kill off four of their presidents already. That's all they like to do is kill. Can't you see them? Yeah, look at Trump. You know, that's all these people do. And because we are infected from Africa to the Western Hemisphere and all around, it's the reason why these white sodomite homosexuals, as a culture, they are a culture, and they can do all kind of things like they use the Christian church. The Christian church is homosexual church. They want to fool us into something else, but you can't get away from the fact in the book. The fact in the book, we are blindfolded by the different diseases that strike us over many generations now. Because we got these diseases and, you know, a lot of us die from these diseases. Some of us live on a little more, yeah. However, these are diseases that you can't kill out some of them. I don't think they can do without catching some of their own disease. But as apes, it's a different situation with them than with us. Because in Africa, we never have no disease. 100,000 years. But by the time our people leave from Africa and come into the West, we were fully infected with disease, and to the point where they can erase our knowledge and knowing of our civilization. They erase it with the infection of their disease. We don't know what is civilization. Just like them don't know what is civilization. And if they know the word, they don't appear to know the substance and what it does. Because they couldn't talk, and they would like to behave like, you know, they just begin to talk and there's all to it. The book, the history, is saying something completely different. And that is what I am about. That you sodomite fucking body, it doesn't matter how you all behave like you are all getting married into Europe. You don't have anything to show that before AD Anno Domini, any European was marrying in Europe. You don't have anything to show that, can you? Come up here and talk and rebut what I am saying. 347-850-1358. Okay, and I want to rush on and tell you that in this book it says 200,000 years ago, recently, evidence indicates that they began, which means the people, the sapien people, it says this, the sapien, the wise sapien people, wise human being, it says, appear in Africa 200,000 years ago. They talk about 150,000 and 250,000. You can tell that they are doing some zigzag type of a writing here when they are representing us, right? They might goof it up and they will call us their hominid state. They say we are humans. Because you see, they says in the first chapter, the first humans, right? So why they say first human, and then when they start to identify themselves, then call themselves humans. But in the title here, they don't do it. So they're wearing our existent clothes. That's what white people do, you know, because they cannot come into this history book unless they start calling themselves by some name that they gave to us, and that everybody aware that it is African ethnic people kind of name, because they didn't have no name whatsoever. They were not folks any language. Okay? So you see white people now speaking language that human beings speak. Just turn around and ask, did they speak any human language at all for 3.5 million years ago? Did they? None. None. That's what I'm saying. So you can look forward to see something. I am looking forward to something. And I think before the gods who created us going to do anything, we have got to show them that we mean business. Unlike in the past many years gone by. And I am proving to you that in this book, exclusively, there are only two species, and that is from hominids to sapien, and only human, a sapien. Okay? Now, what you're accustomed to out there in the world is not what I am telling you here, but they are not a history book. No. And when I tell you that now what they are operating under is a sodomite new world order, how can you come with a civilized world on top of the Elohim gods that came to earth and brought civilization? But the fucking man and woman did not know anything about talking. They only do it in a cross breeding and involving our Elohim's blood. That's why they are talking and behaving like, you know, and do things in so much details like human being. But look at their nature. You will see, no, they are homosexual, but they have the kind of nature from, they get it from monkey. White people get their nature from monkeys. And I don't have any qualms saying that freely to me that I am wrong. And the fact you can't prove it, don't bother fool around. Carry your fucking asshole back where you come from. Okay? Because no more is your attitude of invading our places. Destroy what you want to destroy. Destroy our body and soul. Yeah. And only to come up now talking, Obama is using your Supreme Court that say we humans, We are not humans. We are property, and we don't need freedom like humans. That's what they say in their law. They write this. I'm not joking. In 1857, the United States Court ruled that black people were property. Listen what they mean by property. And as such, they had no claim to freedom. They were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court for federal court for freedom from a white, for freedom from the white people. You hear this now? From the white people who owned them. See what I mean? And dear law that I am telling you right now, write it down, 1220 AD. That is a AD and a dominant law. Write it down. I say, because I'm going to tell you, that law is still on the books till today. And you will see that anything United States do as evil, it is never counted as evil. Can't you see that? Yeah, they go everywhere and overthrow our place and call it theirs, Roman Republic. Take away all of what we have. But think about, we have government, kingship government. That brings civilization. Don't forget what I'm telling you. You see them skinning their teeth and stuff like that and behaving like they are really civilized people. These have yet to be civilized white people. Because they are all a culture of their own. Hominid. They are nothing else. Okay? Let them go back to where they come from. And don't come here and destroy us and take away what we have and think that, oh, it's theirs, they conquer us. Our government went when you decide that you're going to invade and conquer us. What happened to our government? Counted. If nothing is not happening, one thing is happening. Civilization is here. And for sure, you did not have any civilized tongue until our time, when the gods created us. So you ain't going to come here and fool around that you're going to kill our people on the street, kill us everywhere, and demean us. You're not going to do that. Okay? Without exposure right now. Because you don't have any court to take our people to. We are not under us all AD and Adam and Jesus, because it don't exist in world history textbook. White people are not listed in the world history textbook as civilized anybody, because this book don't carry primates, hominids as civilized. It does not. All over, until they are calling themselves Romans. But when they did not call themselves Romans before the overthrow, they do everything upside down. And it's just because nobody with a little legal knowledge haven't been able to get up and sweep these faggots out. Okay? With all their nasty brutalness and stuff like that. And nobody cannot put them down. I'm putting you down right now. And if you think you're going to go around and burn down every place, well, just think about who is able to burn you out. Not down alone, but burn you out. You know, if we don't get no help from our gods, nothing is not going to happen to you. But as long as I am sure my heart is clean, and I have found something here, I don't hear or see anybody making any sounds. And I can't make it around. I can't talk these things around some people, because it will all catch the world on fire and with no product. So there must be product. So don't waste my breath. Talk about it to people who are too blind to see. All right? Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. What I want to tell you, I want to just make you know the difference between human being and these fucking ass European settlers. That's all they are. They're not civilized in any given way. And if you think they are, bring it to me. Bring it to me and you prove it that they are civilized. They are not. And it is my charge to tell the world. And as far as they have gone with their fucking body destroying the civilized world, the gods will turn them back. You see? And let them go empty-handed where they come from. Because they didn't come and invade with anything in their hand. And like I said, they want you to think that they were civilized from in Europe. This book don't say nothing that come close to that. And I have the little axe to fall the big tree. And this is no joke. I am not giving any credence to no kind of a animalistic hominids. Okay? And transform into homosexual. That's what they are. Fool you. All right. So I told you about the story and the book where you can find it and see where these white people, you have to get to know how we got where we are. Okay? All right. And I think I've said enough to give the separation. And you know what? I don't have anybody in my life that is able to, like, say, Tim, you're seeing it wrong. Nobody at all. And they can read, too, better than me. You see? So I have to get comfort from what I know. And you better know what you're talking about. Otherwise, you won't have a resting place. And this, what I'm saying, is coming after you. What I'm saying is coming after you. I don't say I am coming after you. Because there is nothing to prove that white people came here with anything. No, but they over there in Rome, they over there in all these other places, Palestine and America, yeah, claiming it's theirs. No, 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 no. Listen, you better begin to take out your umbrella because it's going to begin to rain and it's going to be just like a plane is going to like head for the ocean because it could not stay in the skies. Okay? It has serious, serious problem. And that's the way it is with these white sodomite homosexuals. Come in here with laws and say, man and man can marry here. This is not Europe jurisdiction. Because Europe never had no government except when you guys come and begin to work tricks on our brains. Well, I can argue the point. You know what I mean? And you ain't getting away with it. I'm saying get out now. Because the only thing I want is for the gods to do something that I cannot do. And they don't expect me to do what I cannot do. They know what they want to do. So I'm working on that. Okay? And I'm telling it so that everybody here. They're talking about Jesus. The worst stupid and foolish thing they ever bring about is Jesus and talking serpent. And a whole bunch of other, whole bunch of nonsense that, you know, I mean, clearly you don't want to smell what they are saying in the Bible and all that. And because nobody don't take them to task. Nobody take them to task. They keep on going on, and we like we nobody. And I am saying that, look, I tell them to stop fool around our people in the street. Okay? Don't have no more legal action against our people, because, look, white people don't have no jurisdiction here. A.D. Anadamani is fucking foolishness, which is proven in what I am saying. Get out. You know, I mean, if I had no validity in what I'm saying, I couldn't sit here and talk this. But I know I have full jurisdiction by our government. I show them all the time, but they don't care, because only me wanna show them something. All these other African people on the internet reading news for these sodomites, they don't know what I'm talking about. And they're under the same government that created them. You see, these white sodomites, homosexuals, they don't care about why African indigenous women have breasts. They don't know how that happened, except talk about this God make Adam and Eve, and a whole bunch of wrong ways in which God could not never be a perfect God and bring about those kind of a situation, making Adam and Eve, and then turn around and curse them and talk about, for he gave his only begotten son. When did God create Jesus Christ, his son? When? Can you tell? Where in the Bible can we see that? Can't see it. It's not anywhere. So if people want to stay out there and about they're a Christian and Jesus died on the cross for them, when I see African people coming out on social network and people seeking to notarize themselves by passing a contest or something like that, they are singing song about Jesus. And it you know, it is nerve-wracking. So they're mixing up this sodomite European monotheism God. You see? And mixing up with God. Which God is that? Do you know that these people write their literature and the literature, you can find it on the internet. Find the literature. The Puritan Christian agenda, all right? You look for that. Google it. And you will come into this. And if you ever come to that my show here, I give you the link from right here. They say God bring them to America and give them Christianity. What does that tell you? Christianity never exists, not just in what they say, but in history. Christianity never exists in the BC era. So, no, these faggots, they don't care about that as long as we are not, you know, creating any problem. They go ahead with it, you see. And this is what is happening to us. It is too easy for me to come and sit down and talk about this. After I have read it and I understand what I read and find out that these white people don't belong among us, they're giving us their disease from long before I was born in Jamaica. right? Because they are all over the West Indies and everywhere where they say, it is theirs, right? It is too easy for me to fight against the whole truckload or busload of them. Because none of them cannot resolve their position in a favorable way at all. In no way. They can't start moreover to finish. And what we want is judgment, summary judgment on them. Summary judgment at a time they don't expect it, just like the plane flying up there and then problems begin to happen. And no matter what they do, to hell, it is going down to the bottom of the ocean. Okay? And everybody dead right there. Government jurisdiction is not for homosexuals. It's not for them. Okay? And if it seemed like, why is he talking about that? That's what I am supposed to talk about. If somebody come and steal your goods and it's going a few thousand years and you can reclaim it by transition of properties of our ancestors that come down to us, you mean you won't use the legal power to redeem yourself of your own stuff? Yes. These slackers are only running their stinking mouth. Okay? And fart through their asshole. And talk about, this is our country. Really? That's not true. Never. Never, never, never. All right. And come face me. Come face me and show me where you get it to come here and talk about you have right to conquer us. No, that's not true. It has never been true. And look, you know, my parents could come from the dead and said, stop it, Tim. I would say, well, show me the reason why I am to stop it, mother and father. Show it to me, because I must respect my parents, of course. But if you're telling me the wrong thing, that's not a valid claim that you have to tell me. And whereas I am obligated to obey you, if you're not speaking the truth, I owe you no obligation at all. You must educate yourself before you make correction. That's the way it is. Obama, they go to Gaddafi and kill him in an African soil. Now, Africa has like the general government, and they have like about 54 or so sub-government in Africa. And none of them go and help Gaddafi and defend him. And no time have you seen Africa chastise America, white sodomite them, to stop killing the African people. You never hear them say that? No, because they can't talk, they can't speak up for who they are. They don't remember they have kingship governments. But when did these sodomites lift up their hands in democracy? When did they start democracy? Do you know? Huh? If you don't know, don't even bother say anything. Just think of yourself as an idiot. If you are into something that calls itself a government and democracy right? Whilst you are looking at African people sitting all around, helping them, carrying on this onslaught on the African people. You think about that. There is no government in what they are saying. These are fucking asshole nonsense idiots that come from Europe in as a settlement, only a settlement, because they none of them that go into the settlement in Africa, in Europe, none of them has real civilized government. Civilized government as a jurisdiction. We have jurisdiction. When they interfered with us, we have jurisdiction. Where the hell they come here to like fart off on us and tell us that AD Anno Domini is government? You think about that. I just hope some good people out there listening to what I'm saying, that it is documented. I have the link here to show where University of Downtown, and it shows that what endorses our position. It's not questionable, because we have educational authenticity of what I am saying. It's simply because they bug our cerebellum why we are unable to speak for ourselves. Clearly, I get free from that. And, you know, it don't take half of me to do this. It take the whole of me. And it is the whole of me doing this. Something that I see this, what they call them, you know, the bad United States and this and that. It doesn't matter how bad these sodomites are. Kind of way weaker, you know, than them. I am stronger than all of these fucking asshole white people together. I am stronger and mightier than them, because I'm talking the almighty truth that honor and praise the Elohim God that came to earth. And they can behave like they don't care about what is real. They care about making up a Jesus that is never real. Okay? And I have everything to strike beyond where you can ever find any part of what them are talking about. Counting the dead, estimating the loss of life in the indigenous Holocaust, 1492, presents David Michael Smith, University of Houston, Downtown. And it begins to explain to you, you know, many pages here that explain to you what they did. So, I am not blowing gas. It doesn't matter how much of these fucking asshole white folks is here terrifying our people. They were not sent here to the Western Hemisphere. Yeah, but from they, with their monkey blood, and destroy us beyond where we are conscious of it. Yeah. They can do anything. Write a Bible and say anything they want. They filth all over the place and, you know, and leave us stink. Cannot do anything because our brain is gone. All right. Well, I am Tim Aldred, and I have a breath right now I'm breathing. And only when I am not breathing anymore, I cannot speak. But right now, I'm speaking. And there's nobody I know into this civilized world that can stop what I'm saying as long as my breath is active and my voice is audible. I'm telling you, it no matter what kind of business you see they set up, it is not theirs. White people don't own anything. Not when they came out as settlers from Europe. That's what the history says. They want to make it seem like, just like how they preach all kind of a nonsense about Jesus and Mary and stuff like that. And it's not true. And people believe it. As long as you have people to believe these nonsense, yeah, they will continue to put it, you know, to go behind it. Our people are suffering. Now, what I'm saying is deliverance. And all it costs them is to listen and get knowledge of the truth. And then these Sodomites are over with. You see, and what they are talking about, they have what they have, this and that, it's not theirs. And they can't prove it to me that it's theirs. Because I know when they came the first, and when they came on their mission, yeah, I have it, all the details of what they said, why they came. But they lied about why they came. But now they have it written, the reason why. So if they think that they have not gone. If you have all of that, you know, academic thrust that you have, government and lawyers and stuff like that, if you have a case against me, why don't you bring it? Bring it, because you have all kind of a court circuit system all over the place, right? And the highest one is the Supreme Court that they call it. Supreme what? There is nothing about what represents homosexual supreme. There's nothing about these sodomites that is pure. Okay? But because of our problem for so long, we can't make it like that. So not unless somebody's going to read and find out that what I'm saying is true, can they go behind what I'm saying? Because belief is not going to help you with this. You will have to read and get knowledge to know this, what I'm saying here. That these people, they're all homosexuals. Dick Cheney, up there, whatever Chinese name. All these people are behaving like they are human being. They are not. Okay? It is our blood that they take, and they are hiding and will not speak the truth about their identity. But it is scattered all over the world, is the textbook. And look, if you think I didn't read good, don't if it. Find out. Find out, because I am not afraid of numbers. I am not, because I am one, and I hardly have anybody around me that would applaud what I say. They didn't read well enough to see these things, because it is because I seek to find why I have found things. They didn't, so we all stay slaves and our head is not ours and stuff like that. All right? So I am putting it out there. I'm not joking. It is time to get rid of homosexual that has convinced the world that they are okay. They are okay? Really? Now, think about it. These white people, homosexual, they were not homosexual 3.5 million years. Nothing written say that they were homosexual. As a matter of fact, it's in the A.D. and Adamani time. Like about 1970, they begin to like come out of the closet, man. Come on. Come on! You know, so when I'm telling them, we want our space for ourselves. And not all the trillion that they claim they have, it's not theirs. And we are ordering it back into our possession, you see. Because kingship, government, jurisdiction demand that. These batty fucking talk about they have. I am to tell you about that law before I slip it out. The law that they have going all over the world, and they are the most powerful power, it is 1220 AD, plain and simple. It's not any of them that you see going on here, so them a president make those laws. It's two popes and one emperor. It is true. You know, and I want to do something else, but as I touch these points, I want to, like, you know, light it a fire whilst I tell you. When I tell you that what these white homosexuals, whatever title they give themselves to, the kind of name where they make up for the Roman Republic Institute or whatever they call it, tell you that is way back 1400 or so years ago, 1220. They make the law that they are using today to do anything they want to do with us. And because we are slow in our brain because of their many, many diseases, we're not aware of these things. But this is a page of a book that, you know, this is taken from, right? I won't tell you what the title of this book is, because I don't want to send anybody on any trail. Go run into this book. And on page 159 of this book, it tells you exactly from their own writing. When it comes to Jesus Christ, we who embrace Christ do so on the basis of grace, mercy, and peace, right? You think about that. What these faggots from way back they've been writing, and why Africa, as big as it is with all the sub-governments, they don't come to the rescue of African people in nothing from 509 BC. You think about that. Now, you got to know I am serious with what I'm saying. I'm not pushing back. These fucking asshole white people, them, they need to be convinced now. They are not human beings after all. Have anything under AD and a Domini to compel? They are. They don't have any jurisdiction. They come from Europe, don't they? And come call themselves American. No, that's invalid. They calling themselves American. That's invalid. And having all these institutions like embassy and all these kind of stuff, it's not valid. These are fucking ass idiots that only want to create lower beings out of people who are far more advanced than they didn't have any advancement at all. I tell you, 3.5 million years, they were in the development, and all they reach is Homo erectus. Hominid, Homo erectus, and they start to do evil things to make themselves who they are. Okay, it's for us to find out and then breathe the breath that blow them away with the truth, with the truth. We don't fight no war with them. They come and kill us. Kill us, kill us. They want to stand up in front of our faces, and because I am a little David against Goliath, I win this war, this fight long time. Because from the fact I'm talking the truth, there ain't nobody out there in a university or this or that. No, they don't have anything that is greater than the truth that I have here, because it comes from right out of what they transcribe. But they feel safe writing certain things and don't know that, oh, you know what? You're too certain of what you're doing. Kind of wise men, no fall on the sword. No, all of them, a whole bunch of foolishness. But I'm telling you about what we are standing on right now as law to prosecute us, whether you owe taxes or whatnot. This is the law. Remember this, that these are not human beings, but are acting under cross-breeding influence that take them to become homosexual. They are nothing else but a seed of the primates, the apes. That's where they're coming from. Okay? But where they are now in interbreeding with a taxonomic blood that is against their blood, is negative to their blood, it caused a lot of bad things to go on in both the sapient people brain and in the ape brain, the original original ape lineage. Those two blood collided, and see what they're doing now, take over a world where they don't know what they're doing besides, you know, they have to advance the sex, vagina sex. They decide that. They have to go beyond that. They have to go, and also, not just woman and woman, you know. But although they write in the Bible about God said he make male and female and stuff like that. See, they write that in the Bible to fool us. Because see what they do there? They make church out of it and everything like that, and they don't comply with male and female sex. And they want to drag us into it, if you don't know. This is what's going on. So look, I'm telling you, they are using this AD and Adam and Jesus Christ. And they are telling you now that, you know, there is the Inquisition that we should know about, but Inquisition is a office belong to the church, Catholic Church, right? That all they do is force the African people back then in time to come into Christianity. All right? So it tells you that the Inquisition, what was doing that work, there is nothing penned in any of the epistles that even remote went in the direction of killing and torturing the African people. This is a war that these faggots are doing. And if we don't stop going into their politics and church, they will continue to do it to us, because that's what put us in the dungeon. You got to get back to yourself. All right. So it goes on. I'm relating to you the situation that we are in. That it is saying, now you tell me, did any of the so-called churches named in the New Testament kill and torture believers? Is only no, they don't put it in the Bible, but they do it outside of the Bible. Right? So they're saying one thing and mislead you and do something else and kill you. And you keep on going because you keep on believing this nonsense. So it goes on to say that thus, it says, there is nothing penned in any of the epistles that even remotely went in that direction. Thus, the Roman Catholic Inquisition for biblical purposes is blasphemy. Right? Believe in Christianity, I don't think so. But that, and especially for African people, you're supposed to know these things. And it's blasphemy and criminal. In fact, the gross act, or the gross acts of Inquisition are bound to shock you, right? The acts of the Inquisition are bound to shock everyone who truly believes in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we, meaning me back in the days of believing in the church, we who embrace Christ do so on the basis of grace, mercy, love, and peace. Right? That's what we believe. But as I tell you, they don't tell you, say, they're going to kill you inside here. They tell you that Jesus is good and we get peace in Jesus. And as long as you begin to, like, think about that in ways that drag you into confusion, you will stay in there until you're dead. All right. But I'm telling you about the law right now as I am sitting here, that these sodomites are using as a jurisdiction over us. Look, it is not even a real butterfly, because a real butterfly fly. But when you make up something that is not real, right? Like things that are a flower that is not a real flower, a tree. This is what we are into. These faggot people, why they can't join us as human beings and let the world be one? No, because they are fucking assholes. That's the kind of folk they are in history. And don't bother friend it up. I'm telling you that the power they have doing these things to us right now is this, that their predecessor wrote over 1,000 years ago. So just think that you and I don't go back that far, but we're reading the message of history now that come from the past to us here. Whereas, look, I'm just going to try and read it my best so you see exactly what I'm saying. Here's how it all went down. Running out of substance options, and with no desire to lose their power and supremacy, on or about 1220 AD, Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression with the support of the man of God, Pope Honorius III and Gregory IX. Legislations were made and passed to have ancillary organization execute the punishment of heretics, non-believers, against the ecclesiastical empire. It's the Roman Empire, otherwise. In general, the legislation provided for penalties. Yes, provide the legislation that they passed right? They make it and pass it on the legislation. Yes? In general, the legislation provided for penalties of death, banishment, confiscation of property. Now, can you see yourself in this? Where they take away everything from us right now? We don't have no inalienable rights, right? Now, where they get jurisdiction to do these things to us from? This is what I'm trying to tell you. All we need now is to take our laws and fling it into their faces and say, get out. Now, the papacy is a faggot. You know, they have no jurisdiction anywhere in the Western world, nowhere at all. Now, but they use their nasty hate diseases and shut us down, can't you see? All right? Now, the papacy, the rules of the engagement for the Inquisition to kill us and force us into church or put us into prison, into their prison, which the practitioners applied arbitrarily. At first, the Pope's commissioners on heresy would travel from one place to another, addressing communities. They called upon people to confess voluntarily if they were indeed heretics and to denounce anyone they knew to be a heretic. They offered amnesty, a grace period of 1 month to absolve themselves of heretical faults. Imagine that. What these fucking assholes are doing to us. If confession were made, no penalty would be given. This process was aimed at getting as many faithful adherents into the newborn Catholic Church as possible. And it was all about cash and power, not Jesus. So Jesus never exists to begin with, as I told you. Now, my friends, I wanted was to read something more that pertain to us and not about them. Okay? And let me go back and see here where I was. Okay. Now, yeah. Now we have like about 50 minutes or 45 minutes to complete what I want to say to you here. Realizing the origin that hybrid human being existed. Realizing the origin that hominid human being existed from two DNA blood. Like I said to you before, that these European settlers, they are not civilized. There is nothing about civilized government in what they are doing. They are just pretending because they have gotten to injure our mind in such a way that from Africa come right up to where we are, you don't see it. But if you're reading it, like if you're a lawyer and you're researching and you see what happened, it will be clear to you, and they cannot win a case in any kind of way because there is nothing at all in civilized print from the past that show that these sodomites of 3.5 million years hominids, they don't have anything to show for their existence. They don't have no history or nothing. So I am telling you that in our history, we hybrid people, anatomical human beings, you see that ducking everywhere in the book, ducking and call themselves humans too, because they want to turn sapien like we. And nothing they have done can make them sapien and under legal jurisdiction, because we are covered under kingship. These dudes that think that they have all these merchants and these millions of stuff out there, they don't know that we here on this side, they don't have any legal jurisdiction at all. They do not, because they come here and on every one of our territories have been covered under civilization, kingship, government jurisdiction long before they touch anything over Europe. Not Europe, I mean in Rome, because that was the place where they hand down their democracy the first time, 509. They don't, everything they have stolen it by all kind of means, by killing us in all kind of ways. Now, these guys are out of their mind, don't you see? We have kingship government, and because they destroy our brain that 100,000 years ago, that's the reason why we are here, like we don't know where we are going. We know where we are going now because I'm telling the truth. I am telling the truth, and if you have any sense, you go back where you come from if you have any kind of respect for life. But don't come here and try to turn us an idiot and tell you this is America is your country. Look, you fucking idiot. You're stinking of all the shit that you are spitting out against people who are civilized people. Get out of here. Now you find out you don't have anything. You really don't have anything. And it's time you get out, instead of now using our own weapons against us back in Haman, the Haman in Palestine. Palestine don't belong to any of you sodomites. Come on, get rid of this stinkness and go back where you come from. Show the government jurisdiction that you have. Come and show it, you idiot. Come and show it. All you know to do is kill people on the false pretense. Get out. So I am telling you, civilization belongs to us. It don't belong to them. They are not civilized in any kind of way. And if they have my tweet on Twitter and they cannot return the tweet, the appeal that I file with them, they can't, 4 years now, it's going, right? And they can't send back an answer to me yet based on what I said. You know, they've been chased out in a nice way in the tweet. I never expect that they would even make anything of it. But they stop it. And I appeal it. You see, and the appeal been there now, and they will not, answer the appeal. They won't answer the appeal. You see, and when they got rid of me off Facebook, they weren't able to tell me the reason why. Because they are talking about they own America, and they are stinking shit on themselves, and basically don't understand themselves at all. Because there is nothing in history that say what they are saying. But when we are not thinking right, because of the many diseases that we are suffering under. It's time for us to get out from under those diseases now by knowing the truth. By knowing the truth. They will never be able to talk to me like they would go to a physician and tell the physician exactly what's wrong with them. They cannot talk and tell me, you know, why I am right or why I am wrong. They cannot do it because it's language you have to deal with. And clearly, my language is just right. They would think that because they get up to where they are fine. They are not fine at all, in no kind of way. So now, let me read this and try to, like, tell you some good things on our side. Realizing the origin that hybrid human beings or hybrid human being existed from in 2 DNA blood. 2 DNA blood created the hybrid. What the hominid primates they did was wrongfully mix our blood with theirs and get talking babies. So listen, we are not going to stay under these fucking homosexuals. I mean, I have somebody when I try to talk the conversation about homosexual, they denounce me like I'm nasty. I forget to tell you this. Yeah. I have somebody I know very well. And bringing up the issue of our entanglement, this person, like, don't care about the entanglement. And would, you know, like, behave very rude to me. I'm thinking, you know, but this is a social issue. Why is this person, I mean, like, tell me I'm talking about nasty things that they don't want to talk about. It doesn't make any sense. Because I am African. And these are folks who come here, invade our people, and kill so millions of us. So how is somebody going to tell me that I'm talking nasty things? And these are the homosexuals that come here and decide to yoke up with us. That world history textbook put them as a species by themselves, and we are a different species. So how learned I am above other people out there who have a good education. Well, it's not my fault. I don't put them behind me. If they fall behind me for not knowing important things, it's their business that. Because I wasn't competing with anybody. Basically, well, I was challenging myself to know things. So don't bring these nasty stuff to me, because my mind is already made up on what I see and prove as truth. And nobody, when I talk to people to, like, give me reason, they back away. But they still hold their opinion still. You know, I'm not that spoiled, you know. I'm gone over that. And I'm holding on to what I see pays me inside of me. Now, so I'm telling you where we come from. And if this is of help to you, I'm glad. So we come from 2 DNA, my friends. And that is our earthly species name is Wise Sapien. Okay, that's our species. The earthly part of us that they call human part of us. It comes from Africa, comes from Africa. And surely, the Elohim blood is mixed. with the earthly blood, right? So that makes two different taxonomic DNA. That created, like donkey and horse make a mule. Well, the earthly species of 250,000 years ago, that DNA was mixed with the gods, the Elohim, because a lot of them were on earth. The Elohim been on earth. They are not humans, but another form of life that is, that they created us in their image and likeness. That's what these faggots write so-called Holy Bible talking about, you know, God and Jesus. They look, if they couldn't talk that when they were 4 to 3 million years ago, no. So in this time and in this experience, they got us going because they dumb up our brain with the disease that we are impacted by every day. Our brain is worn out. Okay? So this is what our problem is. They are having violence in America so many times, shooting, and the federal government are the ones that set up the system this way. And then whilst you cursing at a police where them send out there, and then train the police. And think about the things that they have done way back in time. When follow us to the Western world, think about the things that they have done to us. Okay? First is by giving us the strong strength of primates disease, right? And we forever then are perplexed by their disease. They are better off than us in the way it works out, because our blood creates certain type of human element to them where they can talk and they can do quite a few skillful things, can't you see? Yes. So that if you don't read and know what happened, you could never find out. Right? So this is our problem, where they dumb us down that we don't have interest in certain things. We would have to be cleansed by that whole bunch of foolishness that, you know, them disease that we have into our minds and stuff like that. And read and find out, because that's how I find out. And how do I find out and feel like it justified for me to come up here and tell the entire world about it? Why? What justify me? And they cannot come and tell me I'm wrong. So I am living right. Living right. And what they think they have, I am pulling it out from underneath them. If it's not done, I mean, tangibly, intangibly, that is accomplished. Because they can't twist the fact of what is written down. They don't care about the evil stuff that they do against us. From they set foot in the Western world behind us. You know what I mean? All the things they do and say it's then get our military and go out and do all the things against us. All the things they do against us until we get climatized to the evil that they do to us, that we look at it as it's just war, it's war. And so much of us that you would think of good sense is succumb to that. All right. But this is what happened once our brain is screwed up like that, though. Can't blame them. All right. All these homosexual know to do is kill the African people. To do, because if they were not working them witchcraft, thing in our head, they wouldn't have the opportunity to do the things that they have been doing. So I am telling you about that law. Don't forget it. 1220 AD. Don't forget about it. That's the law that they are using to kill us. I read it to you. All right. So here we are. About the blood that make us. And this is to help us to distinguish ourselves from these so-called white people. They're not supposed to be around us. All right. If by lot a South male be chosen. Look, what I'm reading to you is about our creators from Nibiru planet, way beyond Pluto. It's a long way. But they have come to Earth to mine gold in South Africa. And this may be strange to a lot of us. It was strange to me. But since the Bible gives us a lot of mystery to solve that cannot be solved, it, you know, these good information were kept away from us for a long time. But somehow they can't sink the truth, you see. The truth will come out and come out to people who are hungry and thirsty to know, all right? Well, I am one of them. I am one of them. And the only thing they can do is find out ways to get rid of you and call themselves human. We don't do that to ourselves. Chinese don't do that to Indian. Indian don't do that to Chinese. We come from the same ethnic group. The same, we are of the same ID. We come from the same species. We are the same species, the sapien. They are not of us. Just learn that and seek out to find the truth yourself. All right, here we go. So I am telling you, we are created male and female, and it is all coming from our ancestors. When I tell you about what you read about, even in the Bible you read about the Elohim, gods. It's all popular in this world. It's a textbook. Because these sodomites used to worship them because there were nothing else around. And when they start to talk and they need to learn, they come and come join our company and begin to get education from our institution. Otherwise, for 3-4 million years, they couldn't talk, they couldn't do nothing. But the blood that they mingle with, this is what caused all of this. Okay? You need more information on this. Anybody can call me 347-850-1358. Call me anytime. Anybody want to talk? Anything you hear strange, you'd like to talk about it, I want to talk to you too. You hear me? All right. Nobody with good sense is going to know this information that it's coming from people who touched down on this earth here, like about 50 of them in that first group that came here. They knew that gold was in South Africa, and they needed it for their atmosphere, and that's why they came, and they came for a mighty long time, 445,000 years. When I read this stuff, it's ultimate stuff to me. It's what put juice inside of me to have a reason to live. Yes. So it's not a lot I have here, but I want to give you at least, you know, a little introduction, maybe a of use to someone who listen. It may start you off to think or something, but I am not laying any burden on anybody about anything. If you hear something, it don't make sense to you, go on making sense to yourself. I didn't have any sense to myself, so I look for sense where I can find it. And so it is here right now. Now, on that planet, I'll give you like a little enlightened initiation here. On that planet up there, it's an elongated planet. It's not like round like planet or, you know, like planet Earth. And it's big, right? And it doesn't have like 24-hour day like us, no. It is a lot bigger than Earth, a lot bigger than Earth, maybe 5 times or more bigger than Earth. So they came here to Earth and began to do things. And as a matter of fact, they set up the calendar system. And these faggots begin to like tear down the original solar calendar. Yeah, and make up their Christian Catholic setup, you know, and begin to use the moon as moon season calendar they have. And they are, revising the amount of days that make a month and all them kind of things that these sodomites do. You see, it's time for us to hold rein for ourselves. If we know the truth, you know the truth, you can hold your rein. We'll just, you know, like the weather system, remove certain force that is coming towards it and remove it away. That's the way we will be like, because you would say, well, I am talking these stuff to a world out there that regard homosexuality like it is something. And I'm saying, no, it's a nasty, uncivilized thing that don't belong among us. And that's what I am saying. These people can't come here and take away the rights of our government with jurisdiction over us, which I can point out in history. They have nothing to do with us. So as long as I am able to show that, and therefore invalidate everything that they are thinking about as value, because they only come here and blind up our brain that we can't control ourselves. Africa is over there, don't know what they're doing themselves. And we here as individuals, we have brain that if we come to an interest to learn, they are nothing for us to remove. These faggots are nothing for us to remove. You see how much weapons they build up? It is because they, you know, they're batty fuckers, okay? And since they take lead because nobody with brain is up against them, Chinese are out there, but Chinese are just barely surviving. You see what I mean? But they have more than what it takes. King Jianong is out there, and, you know, it is simple because they don't have the right knowledge about their origin and where they come from. They don't have the authority over their jurisdiction, don't you see? But you see that they are willing to fight about their local jurisdiction, though, because I don't think that they will be crazy enough to go and to go after the Chinese, because the Chinese are not faggots, you know. They are African. They are people that come from the gods. And they are the ones that come here and begin to, like, molest the Chinese, molest the Indians, and the rest of us. Now, so it's time for us to come and shine the light on the truth and tell them to go about where they come from. We don't want them anymore here. Instead, where are they now? They are holding court now. They are saying this is theirs. And it's not. First, they go to Rome. Can't you see? That's where they started, Rome. And then all of Italy. Until Italy become theirs, these faggots. Because we don't have anybody in government is taking the right civilized stance. These guys are behaving like they are civilized, and it's good for the rest of us. We don't have head anymore. These guys claim to have head and tail, and we don't have anything. Because they right now think that, oh, they are the one who give us citizenship in America. That's what they think. Why won't we take the position and say, no, you can't do this no more now. And we not fight with no bomb and all that kind of thing there now. We are talk with the history. That is the record of the past. So we now know what our past is. Get out. That's what would happen. But when you don't have us here able to convince anybody with what you're saying, they're not moving. They know better. And we must come up with knowledge to that point where they must be movable and don't sit up here, right? Because they have a culture to maintain. They can't come here and come mess us up with their pala pala, old bunch of nasty, homosexual, fucking asshole love. Not in our territory. Our government is here, and it is provable. Nobody need to ask questions. We don't want them here. And they may take it for fun and think that, oh, we joking, you know, and bluff. We're not bluffing. I am not bluffing. If I were bluffing, I wouldn't be here talking. Because I know how much easily they can just kill you and, you know, exist. I know that. Stinking shit. And then you want the world to think that you're somebody. You're not anybody. Get out from out of our zone, our kingship government jurisdiction is none of sodomites. And nothing you have out there as our architecture is yours. The plane, them, and every single thing is not for sodomite of Europe. Because Europe never was a civilized place. You go up there as Homo erectus. And that is fully ape origin. Don't fool around. We have the truth. And you come here and kill us. That time is over with. Whatever our authority will decide, by the voice of the gods that tell us. That's what is going to happen to you sodomite white people. We talk about this and that is yours. And Biden talking about, you know, yeah, you need to, like, you know, give me some money to make me win. Why are they coming to people to ask for money to win their election? Why? Everything they do, we follow them. Clearly, if you don't know no better, that's all you have to do is follow them. They're Republican and they're Democrats. Those things are nonsense. Read our government in the world. It's a textbook right here. And it will show you. It will show you in this book, Indigenous People. that they come here and kill it off the people. We have government right into this world history textbook. See? Right here in this world is the growth of government. And this is written for 4,000 years ago. You see, the growth of government. And it come right on into 2000 BC. And 1200 BC until they changed calendar. Come on down to BC. BC 1000, I think 1000. The last 1000 years under the global calendar. These people must be removed. They must be removed. And you out there will hear and don't make no move because you're coward. You will go with them. And I'm very sure you won't have any friend in our Creator. Because you don't trust in them. If you know the truth and you trust in them, you're not afraid of these dog fucking white people, them. Okay, they're hiding underneath, like, you know, that's not what they are. They know that if they come on top and show a different face of themselves, they'll get by better. That's what they are depending on. But what happened when we come to know, when we come to find out? They won't have a resting place, and we're not going to use gun and fight with them. No, rah, 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 power from the gods. Rah, 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 rah. That totally remove them completely out of memory, man, if possible. But they need to be removed. If they don't want to remove on their own, after the truth, reveal it, it's their problem. Jurisdiction is what it's all about. You don't have American jurisdiction because you are not under the law of kingship. You are doing something else, criminal. Okay? We know the truth enough to move you out. And you can stay there fucking batty and think that you're going to kill all of us. No. Satisfy with what you have and come out. That's what you must do. Satisfy with what you have, what you get over the past 2,000 years or so. 2,600 years. Come out. Because we're real. You don't belong among us at all. You see. And it's not that there is hardliners on our side. What you call hardliners? Why should we be hardliners? We must be who we are. Just like you trying to turn us into fucking asshole people. That's what you're doing. While some of our people are so silly because they get a little job or something like that and, you know, a nice car and thing like that. They think that they owe the white people something. Get away with that nonsense because that's just not true. And as long as we know the truth and we emphasize on the truth, the God is going to help us. See, they've been sending tornadoes and different tornadoes. And hurricane and earthquake and different things here to root up these people. But of course, you know, it's done timely, but it's not over with. If we come to more people come to the light and or the quota of what the gods expect us to meet before they do anything, because they want us to be prosperous and totally outdone these faggots, white, I mean, you know, yeah, these primates, they reach up to the point where now they think they have convinced us that they are human beings and they're coming now and they're doing all a lot of underhand things still. You know, but none of the things that they are doing matters because Jesus never exists, and that's what they build up their institute, Christianity, upon. They don't have anything to do business. AD and Adamani, zilch, nothing. Invalidated. AD is invalidated. Know that from now. All the money you are spending with these faggots, man. Okay? Is in vain. You're giving them money in vain. That's right. The embassy that we are taking and stuff like that. We must move into our own government. Have our own embassy. Right? Take in who you want to take in and let out who you want to take out. Under kingship. From under this snarty, stinking White House primates settled in Europe. Okay? We know from when they steal our military and when they say they start rule. 509. Okay? And if you think something is funny about what I'm saying, you tell me what kind of world exists before them. Give account for it. So I am telling you now about our heritage come from above, where we sing all the time and call about heaven, and Christians make mockery of our existence. They don't write it in the Bible. They write all kind of a hogwash in the Bible. Bible was not meant for salvation. Okay? The little part in there that mean anything is for rebuke to these sodomites. Okay? And they want to tell you that you should accept them as homosexual. Accept what? Fucking asshole. Because it don't mean anything else. Besides fucking asshole. And everybody with common sense. And, you know, if it's too bright, you know, the reason why you are shitting out of your honors. Everybody know that. So if you think we're going to sit here and lob foolishness, no. You are getting it just like it is. And you know to drop bomb on people. You can consider that now for yourself. But drop it on yourself. Because the truth is out. You're only good to be at home where you come from. We want our jurisdiction for ourselves. Right. And because we come from this. Where these gods came from that country, Nibiru. They go through a process that is primitive before they became high-tech. Okay? Above human level. If by a lot, they were divided into two sections until they decide they meet a truce and decide to become one. All right? And they unite the two sections of that big country in marriage. First, a king. And the king will be chosen from either south or north. All right? So they will choose the king. And then from the other side, they will choose a spouse from over there. And unite them as one flesh, the wife and husband. And therefore, it is not easy for them to go back into warring against each other. They meant to be together. And they use a symbol that you cannot resist. All right. So now, this is about three lines or so I have tried to read here. If by lot a south male be chosen, let the north female be his spouse. Husband and wife, let them be as one flesh to become. So that's what the church pick up out of our civilization. Let their firstborn son be the successor after King, right? Let a unified dynasty thus be formed. Unity on Nibiru forever to establish. In the midst of the ruins, peace was started. North and South by marriage were united. I have more to read, but I've gone too far. I hope I have ended on a good point. And I pray you be blessed. And I will go out with Akon Speaks of Rebranding Africa. Listen to him.
This world is all about branding and marketing. The number one branders in the universe is the United States. They made the United States seem like it's the best place in the world to be. It's the land of the free, home of the brave. I go there to find and chase my dreams. We have to be able to tell our own stories. Directors, filmmakers, entertainers, it's going to be clearly, and the press, it's going to be your job to redefine how people think about Africa. Because you're here. You see what's going on. You clearly can see in a vivid picture the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you choose to put out there is what the world is going to get. Because I can tell you right now, in Chicago alone, there's more people dying in Chicago than there was in the war in Iraq. But you would never see that. There's a lot of things that's happening in the U.S. that you would never see because they choose to show you what they want you to see for... Yeah. It's about country integrity. You have a certain reputation you have to keep. No one puts their family business out into the street. One of the problems we have in Africa is that when something happens, the press is quick to put out negative energy and quick to put out a negative story. And then that story goes on to internet, then other broadcasting systems take it, and they post it. So when you look at places like Kenya, for instance, that I know of, maybe what, 2 terrorist attacks? But it was everywhere. So now people was afraid to go to Kenya because somebody shot up the mall. But then when you look online, there was over 25,000 attacks in the U.S., but you only knew about maybe 5 or 6. So we have to really rebrand. And then when you look at how the world perceives Africa, they're right. You know, you see zebras, lions, tigers, bears. Oh, my. You get to the point where you think Africa's just a big jungle. The images that they're showing of Africa is historical images. This is way before civilization. This is when they were still, you know, battling with spears, like times of Shaka Zulu. No, I'm serious. But then when you look at the U.S., they're showing Superman, Batman. You know? Where is our Superman? Where is our, like, Shaka Zulu should be a superhero today. Really? So we have to tell our own stories. I mean, even Jesus is white. And you believe it. But it's okay because how you were framed, if you taught something from the day you were born and your mother taught you that, your father taught you that, it's real. You never look at your mom and your dad as liars. But their mother and father taught them the same thing because that's the kind of history that's put out for them to believe. Our history books in the U.S. is all white American history. Culture that's been borrowed from other nations. But Africa have to teach the same history of our ancestors. The great things that...
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news. For it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance. confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Tomorrow, I don't do anything. Saturday, I'm soon. In the fashion of me. Till the day. So when they what's this? Racist cop realizes he messed with the wrong